In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In the late 1980s, there was a young boy about 12 years in age who lived in South Africa. He felt ill with what seemed like a minor sore throat, but the sore throat quickly became a systemic shutdown of his physical body. He was soon in a wheelchair because his arms and his legs were no longer functioning, and eventually his body fell into a coma. The young man remained in this immobilized state for 12 years. But what was unbeknownst to his doctors and his family was that even though his body had shut down, his mind continued to operate. So when 12 years later, he began to awake from his coma, he had memories of things that had happened in his room during his illness. He spoke of the doctors who had explained to his parents that he was brain dead. He could repeat the words of the neurologist who said that he would live the rest of his days in a vegetative state. He could recount with eerie specificity the day his own mother, overwhelmed by grief and despair, said to him, "I wish you would just die." She didn't know that her son could hear her, but he heard every word. Unfortunately, he could also remember the times during those 12 years when he was physically and sexually abused by the caregivers in the institutions where his family had placed him. Thankfully, today this man has fully recovered. He's graduated from college. He has learned to drive a car. He's married. And he's living a fairly normal life. The doctors said he was brain dead, but he was merely asleep. In today's gospel, our Lord brings back to life a young girl who had been dead. And as our Lord entered the house of the young girl, the people were wailing and grieving her death. But Jesus said to them, "She is not dead. She's sleeping." Now these words remind us of the very moment when Christ was on his way to see Lazarus. And he told his disciples, "Lazarus is sleeping." And they were confused. And at the end of the conversation, Jesus finally says, "Yes, Lazarus is dead." In both of these encounters, we're confronted with conflicting information. The human senses say that the young girl is dead. Her body is lifeless. Her heart is not beating. She's not breathing. Our senses tell us that she is dead. So when our Lord tells the crowd she's not dead, she's sleeping, the people ridicule him. Similarly, Lazarus had been in the tomb for 3 days. So when our Lord asked for the tomb to be opened, the people object and they say, "But by now, Lord, there will be a great stench." You see, the human senses understand that Lazarus is dead. And in fact, our Lord has spoken plainly to his disciples, saying, "Yes, you're right, Lazarus is dead." But you see, this conflicts with what he said earlier, which is, "No, Lazarus is asleep." And so we're confronted with the question, how can this little girl be both asleep and dead at the same time? Let's take for a moment the example of cinnamon toast. How do we know that what we see on the plate is cinnamon toast? How do we arrive at that knowledge? It is through our senses. We see with our eyes the shape of the bread. We see the sugar and cinnamon on top. We smell with our nose the scent of cinnamon and butter and sugar mixed together. We feel the texture of the toasted bread in our hands. We taste the sweet savor of the cinnamon and butter and sugar. And as we bite into it, we hear the soft crunch of the toasted bread. Our senses work in harmony to help us know that this is a piece of cinnamon toast. But how does God know that this is a piece of cinnamon toast? His knowledge is completely different from our knowledge. He knows the wheat that was used to make the flour because it was he who created the wheat in the first place. And in the second place, it is he who caused the wheat to grow. And it is through God, through Christ, who holds that wheat together, who holds that flour in existence. He knows the piece of toast because every morsel of it, every granule, every atom he made. And as Colossians tells us, in Christ, all things consist. All things are held together in him. Thus, God's knowledge of that piece of toast is entire and complete. And he knows it from the inside out. Our knowledge is from the outside looking in, and our senses bring to us certain bits and pieces of information about that toast, but we do not know it intimately as God knows it, holding it together, holding it in existence. The psalmist tells us that my ways are far above your ways and my thoughts are far above your thoughts. God's knowledge of his creation is infinitely superior to the knowledge of any human. Not only did God create all things, but when he had finished creating, he said, "It is good." He declared that all creation, all material things, the trees, the rocks, the sun, the water, everything is good. And if they are good, that means that God was pleased with his creation. We as humans, we do not set out to accomplish something that we do not desire. Maybe if a gun is held to our head, but even then we desire to do it to avoid the consequences. Nonetheless, it is our desire to accomplish something that propels us forward. How much more then does God desire all that he created? He did not create anything that he did not desire to be. And that, brothers and sisters, means you and me as well. So then, if God knows us intimately, if he knows every molecule in our body, and he knows the number of hairs on our head, and he holds us together in existence, and he has said that we are good and that he is pleased with us and he loves us, then the question is, will he ever forget us? Could God ever forget any one of his creation? I believe the answer to that question is obvious. God, who is perfect, can never forget any creature that he created and whom he loves. We are forever in God's mind. In this way, when we begin to understand that what we as humans perceive as death in this life, the stopping of the heart, the lack of breath, the lack of movement in the body, all of which indicate a physical death, do not equate to the annihilation of our existence in God's mind. Even though our physical bodies may die, we who are creatures of our Heavenly Father will merely be asleep, awaiting his word, arise. In Genesis, when God said, "Let there be light," there was light. And in the gospel today, when our Lord said, "Little girl, I tell you, arise," she arose. And when our Lord said to Lazarus, "Lazarus, come forth," Lazarus walked out from his tomb. So too in death, in physical death, we will sleep in Christ. As Orthodox believers, we profess to believe in life everlasting. Now, a non-Orthodox theologian recently commented that perhaps there is no hell, and contemplated further that the souls of the evil people in the world would simply cease to exist. But brothers and sisters, this cannot be so, because evil though they may have been in this world, still they were each creatures of our Lord who loved them, and they will ever be in his mind. He will never forget them. We must conclude then that the Father who created us all and loves us all would never destroy any one of us so completely so as to forget our very existence. And this is precisely the source of our hope, because even if our physical bodies should die, our life is hidden in Christ Jesus. And we will slumber until that day when he calls us and says, "O sleeper, arise." After waking from his coma, the young man described his experience as being one of a ghost. He said that he was present and he could hear and he could see, but he had no way to interact with the world around him. In an interview, he was asked if God played a part in his ability to survive 12 years in this state. And his response was very telling. He said that although he grew up in a Christian home, they did not often go to church. And so God was not the first thing on his mind. But as he reflected on those 12 years, he said, there wasn't a moment when God wasn't present with me. And I see that now. Brothers and sisters, God is truly present with each one of us at every moment. He will never forget or forsake us. If we hold close to him, even though our mortal bodies may die, we too will rise again when he beckons us on that last day. "My child, arise." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.